This weekend, Chicago will be hosting a Magic the Gathering Grand Prix tournament in the modern format. This event comes just 1 week after the last Grand Prix held in Lyon, France on November 3rd and 4th. GPs are valuable tournaments, dishing out prize money anywhere from $200 to $3,500. Another part of the prize issued to the top four players is invitation and airfare to the Pro Tour Gatecrash tournament held in Montreal, Canada, and a set amount of pro points for this season of gaming. Last week at GP Lyon, the deck dominating the field by sheer numbers was Jund. Looking forward to GP Chicago, StarCityGame.com's Reed Duke reports his thoughts on the surprise decks which he projects to dominate this tournament.
Those three decks were breakout decks for a reason. Part of it was their overall power and their specific strength against Jund. I do feel that Affinity and Eggs are both unfavorable matchups, barring some pretty extreme sideboarding. I feel like I would be fine playing Jund against Infect, but Infect definitely has big strengths.
GP Chicago is estimated to draw over 1,000 hopefuls to the day one event. The Walt Disney Company has bought out Lucasfilm Limited from Star Wars creator George Lucas for a huge undisclosed amount. The multi-million dollar deal includes Lucas's Industrial Light and Magic and Skywalker Sound, as well as rights to the Star Wars franchise. This development is huge in the Star Wars films because it opens possibilities for new episodes 7, 8, and 9 to be put into production. The Star Wars literature and source material so vast that they are ready to go. Other purchases made by Disney include rights to ESPN and major sports associated with the cable company, as well as the purchase of Pixar, which has produced successful kids' movies. Halo 4 was released on November 6th, taking the series into a new direction, which Master Chief returns to confront his destiny and face an ancient evil that threatens the face of the entire universe. Its predecessor, Halo 3, was the best-selling title of 2007. Another big name fighting for top dog in sales in November will be Assassin's Creed 3. This epic adventure game revolves around the American Revolution and the tale of a new hero in the ongoing war between the Templars and the Assassins.